USA News, I'm Jen Gelber. In the past 2 weeks, hundreds of people across the U.S. have been arrested for protesting the Gaza war. Anti-Israel demonstrations have emerged nationwide since the NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University on April 18th. According to the New York Times, protesting students have been setting up tents at campuses across the country, resulting in over 400 protesters being arrested for refusing to disperse. The United States is providing Ukraine with its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced Friday a package worth $6 billion, which will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems.
That will allow us to procure new capabilities for Ukraine from U.S. industry.
Austin expressed gratitude to Congress for passing foreign aid legislation that allocates over $60 billion in aid for Ukraine. He emphasized that with the right level of support, Ukraine can fend off Russia's invasion. Airlines will soon be required to provide refunds for canceled and significantly delayed flights. USA John Schaefer explains.
The Department of Transportation announced new rules on Wednesday that mandate automatic cash refunds if a flight is canceled or delayed for more than 3 hours or 6 hours for international flights. Additionally, refunds for checked bag fees will be mandatory if a passenger's luggage is lost and not returned within 12 hours. Airlines have 6 months to comply with the new regulations.
A Biden-Trump debate could be in the works. USA's John Schaefer has more.
President Biden expressed his willingness to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, has stated on social media that he is ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, anyplace.
I'm Jen Gelber. You,
the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. government has asked leading artificial intelligence companies for advice on how to use the technology they are creating to defend airlines, utilities, and other critical infrastructure, particularly from AI-powered attacks. The move reflects the U.S. government's close collaboration with the private sector as it scrambles to address both the risks and benefits of AI in the absence of a national targeted AI law. Approximately 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized retail milk are showing traces of bird flu. However, the FDA clarifies that this doesn't automatically indicate a risk of infection for customers. In a recent update, the FDA stated that further testing is required to confirm the presence of pathogens in the milk. Additionally, it reiterated its warning against consuming raw milk. It's now illegal to sell weight loss and muscle building supplements to minors in New York, the first state in the country to enact the law. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversees the market for these items, but it doesn't test products before they're sold. State lawmakers in Massachusetts are now considering passing a similar law. New York's law allows the state to fine businesses who sell kids diet pills or supplements that promote themselves as helping build muscle or burn fat. Protein supplements and shakes are exempt unless they contain another weight loss or muscle building ingredient. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.